Our second reading actually fits closely together with what Linda just read. If you put the two readings side by side, a beautiful picture emerges. Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village, and a woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the Master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. So later she stepped in, interrupting them. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." The Master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her." Here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand Scripture this morning. I have a personal question to ask. You do not need to respond out loud, but I do want you to answer the question for yourself, for your very personal self. It is simply a few words. How is it going in your life? I know it's a question that we all regularly ask or answer when we say hello to one another, mostly without really expecting a true and honest response. No need to say it out loud. But think, if this question came to you this morning, how's it going in your life? How you would honestly answer such a question. How's it really going? Are you also often stressed out? Tired? Do you often feel overwhelmed by life itself? Are you battling and wondering how to deal with constant stress in your life? Now, how can one possibly define stress? Well, we know that stress tends to visit us when we're tired, for instance. Especially when we're sick. Stress comes when we're driving in crowded, fast-moving traffic, when we're late for an important meeting, ask me, I know, or if we've taken on too many responsibilities and we simply just can't handle them all. When circumstances are out of our control, we feel stress. When our basic needs are not being met and our safety is threatened, we tend to get anxious. That's human. It's like a woman who went to her doctor with complaints of feeling run down. So after a thorough examination, the doctor told her, "You're not run down, you're too wound up." What is stress? Well, here is a simple, practical definition. Stress is the uncomfortable gap between how we would like our life to be and how it actually is. And if this gap is persistent or even worse, if this gap is growing despite our efforts to reduce it, then our distress is particularly acute. Now, have you ever heard yourself ask inside, where will all this end? You know what? That's an identified stress symptom showing from inside you are carrying, you are dealing with anxiety coupled with fear. Sometimes we just say out loud, nothing seems to work anymore. Analyze, that's frustration coupled with depression. And often we would say now, who on earth is responsible for this situation? Actually, an expression of anger, not a question. Anger that we don't always know how to deal with. I've often heard people say, how much more can I take? Will anybody help me? That translates into anxiety. Not knowing where to turn. Sometimes people would say, especially parents, deeply concerned, I feel helpless to stop this situation. No one seems to care. Frustration, helplessness, and depression. Now, a famous psychologist suggested that all facing, dealing with constant stress should seriously ask just one single question. And that is the question that I want to bring to all of us this morning. Question is it worth dying for? The psychologist states that all of us need to take a hard look at ourselves, examine our lifestyle and our relations, and then ask ourselves, exactly what is causing all this stress in my life? And please always follow that question up with another question. Is it really worth dying for? Well, if you say, yes, it's worth dying for, I've got no answer. Simply, yes, go ahead. But if the answer is no, then it is time to do something about it. We are not the first generation of people who live under lots of pressure, anxiety and stress. There were people uptight and anxious already in the time of Jesus and long before that. In fact, our gospel text this morning, Jesus advised a dear personal friend of his named Martha, telling her to slow down and smell the flowers. He told her, Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. You see, she was stressing because she was in the midst of preparing an excellent meal, especially for Jesus. Martha, Martha, stop fussing. Jesus said, simply, follow me. Now, there are indeed different ways that people like you and me deal with stress in our lives. I like the story of a certain wife who was determined to give her stressed out husband a cheerful welcome for a change. And she particularly wanted to do that on one day when he got home after a very difficult and trying day at the office. So one day her stress was a little level was up, so she said, guess what, dear? Of our five children, 4 of them didn't break an arm today. Many years ago, people were asking, how can I improve my life and get closer to God? Today, so many people are asking, how can I possibly get through this day and tomorrow? Martha was working feverishly, and Mary also was working feverishly. However, take note, when Jesus arrives, all of Mary's activity stops, and she visits and listens to Jesus. And meanwhile, the Bible says, Martha remains busy. She's still busy. She's not done in the kitchen. When is that girl going to get in here and help me to finish up? She's huffing and she's puffing. The pots, the pans, and slamming doors get louder and louder. And even that doesn't work. Therefore, hear this. Finally, Martha cannot stand it anymore. She bursts into the living room, hands on her hips, her face flushed with anger as she blurts out these words to Jesus. Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand. Whoa, what a woman. Now she's even mad at Jesus. And he did nothing. Martha, Martha, I can hear the smile in his words. Dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential. And your sister Mary has already chosen it. What was the choice? Mary chose to be in the presence of Jesus. A certain woman was carrying a heavy suitcase, and she finally managed to get onto an already crowded bus. And when she was safely aboard, the conductor noticed that she stood in the aisle clinging to her suitcase. Heavy suitcase. Finally, he said to her, Madame, you can put your suitcase down now. The bus will carry it for you. And that's exactly what Mary did. She chose to be in the company of Jesus. Mary knew that it was time to stop the huffing and puffing of her life, and she knew when to seek solace in the presence of the Lord. And if you made the choice this morning to come to church, I want to tell you, I want to charge you joyfully in the name of Jesus. Stop your huffing and puffing. Come, let us find solace in the assurance of God's presence in our lives. Not only here in church this morning, but when we depart from here, when we get home, and when we enter another busy week. Now, I'm saying nothing against Martha, not at all. The only thing is that Mary, her sister, understood what difference Jesus would make. And it's obvious, he did not disappoint her. Not even once. Is it worth dying for? Well, I hope by now the question is answered. Of course not. Of course not. It is not worth dying for. No matter what, our lives are worth living. No matter what the provocation or the incentive, you do not have to kill yourself. It is not worth dying for. Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. That's the main course, and won't be taken from her. Mary chose the presence of Jesus. My question is now more direct. Are you living under stress? Listen then and live. Your faith can and will make you whole. Your faith will make you whole. Amen. In Melanesia, the islanders still pray an ancient prayer. So let their prayer be our closing prayer this morning. Shall we bow our heads? O Jesus, be the canoe that holds me up in the sea of life. Be the rudder that keeps me in the straight road. Be the outrigger that supports me in times of temptation. Let your Spirit be my sail that carries me through this day and in the days to come. Keep my body strong so I can paddle steadfastly on in the voyage of life. Amen.